Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Beis. We are holding on daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. We're at 5 lines before the end of the page, 6 lines before the end of the page. Tanu Rabbanan Braisa. Tanu Rabbanan, Eiver min achai, noheg bibehema chaya va'of, bein temein ubein tahorin divir Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elazar say that Eiver min achai is noheg on all kinds of animals, behema chaya of, whether they're kosher animals, non-kosher animals, everything is included in Eiver min achai. The Chamim omrim in a noheg el b'tahorin. The Chamim will say that it's only noheg on kosher animals. Sounds like, yes, behema chaya va'of, but only kosher behema chaya va'of. Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'shnei mikra echadarshu. They both learn from the same pasuk, with both the shita that includes non-kosher animals and the shita that includes only kosher animals are both derived from the same source. Pasuk says, "Rak chazak l'bilti echol hadam ki adamu anefesh," that you have to be careful, lo sochal anefesh imabasar, that you should be careful not to eat the blood. The blood is considered the nefesh, and don't eat the nefesh with the basar. If you look at Rashi, lo sochal which we darshan means, don't eat the meat while the nefesh is still with it. Nefesh means life. That's the azhara for Eiver min achai. So don't think this pasuk has nothing to do with Eiver min achai, and it's really about dam. This pasuk is about dam, but it's also about Eiver min achai. Nefesh shema basar means Eiver min achai. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Savri Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar will help that Eiver min achai is noheg even by non-kosher animals. So they hold kol shata mitzuva al damo ata mitzuva levarav, that whenever there's an iser dam, there's also an iser to eat evarim. V'hani tmei nami hol v'ata mitzuva al damo ata mitzuva levarim. And the halacha is that even non-kosher animals have an iser of dam, an iser of achilas dam. So if even non-kosher animals have an iser of achilas dam, memela non-kosher animals have an iser of evar min achai. V'rabbanan sabri, the rabbanan would respond, no. Pasuk says, don't eat the nefesh in my basar, which implies that you can eat the meat alone as long as you're not eating the nefesh with the basar, as long as you're not eating alive the meat while it's still alive. What does that imply? Kol shebasaro mutter to mitzuva alevarav. Only when the meat is going to be mutter is there going to be, meaning when meat alone in its dead state would be okay to eat, only then can you eat the evarav. And whenever the basar is not mutter, so then there's no iser of evar min achai. So mela, it will turn out that behema tamea, where the basar is not mutter, a non-kosher animal, where the basar is not mutter, so it's pashut that there's not going to be a din of evar min achai. So both shitos turn out that they learn from the same pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar, on the one hand, that it applies even to tamein, and the rabbanan on the other hand, that it applies only to Tahorin. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Rosh Yosef just point out the following. There is a Gemara, Masech Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tesamid Aleph, where it's very clear in the Gemara that the Makar for the Isra for the fact that Eiver min achai is knowing by Ben Noach is from the fact that Kol Mitzvah Shenemra L'Bnei Noach V'Nishnas B'Sinai L'Ze'u L'Ze'u Ne'emra, that any mitzvah that was said to Bnei Noach and then was repeated at Har Sinai, we assume applies not only to Jewish people, but also to Bnei Noach. The Gemara on Amud Beis over there, on Nuntes Amud Beis, says that if there is some chiddush that was said by Har Sinai, meaning the mitzvah maybe was said before Har Sinai, but then at Har Sinai there was an additional element added to the mitzvah, then we would say that the reason it was repeated at Har Sinai was for that chiddush, and memela you can't learn that it's knowing by Ben Noach. Normally when you have it repeated at Har Sinai, it's repeated at Har Sinai without any chiddush to teach me that it's still us, that it's aser for Ben Noach, and it's aser for Yisrael. But when there's no chiddush, when there's a chiddush by Har Sinai, so then you have a very simple explanation why it was repeated at Har Sinai. It was repeated for the sake of that chiddush, and memela it wouldn't be shayich for a Ben Noach. For instance, the mitzvah of Mila was said for Ben Noach, v'atas brisi tishmor, and was repeated at Har Sinai, ubiyom hashmini imal. But by Har Sinai, there's a new chiddush, there's an additional element that was taught that wasn't taught previously, and that is that you do Mila on Shabbos. Ubiyom hashmini, the Gemara Darshans means, no matter what, biyom hashmini, you could do a Mila, even if it's Shabbos. That we wouldn't know from before Sinai. There's no Shabbos before Sinai, so that we wouldn't know from before Sinai. That's a chiddush that was taught Dafka by Har Sinai, and that's why Jews are mitzuvah in Mila, and B'nai Noach are not mitzuvah in Mila. So asks Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the other Achronim, he says, wait a second, Avram and Achai, you could say that the reason that Avram and Achai is repeated at Har Sinai is to be makish the Isra of Avram and Achai to Dam. Meaning if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar over here, that there's a hekish between Avram and Achai and Dam, and anyone who's to mitzuvah al Dama, to mitzuvah al Evarav, that whenever there's Nisra Dam, there's Nisra of Avram and Achai, that we would not have known from before Har Sinai. So how do we know that there's Nisra of Avram and Achai is knowing B'nai Noach at all? As long as you have some chiddush that started Har Sinai that wasn't taught previously, so there's no hechrich whatsoever that the Isser is knowing even by B'nai Noach. So again, if the whole hechrich of the Gemara Sanhedrin Nuntes that Avram and Achai is knowing B'nai Noach was the fact that it was repeated at Har Sinai, but the rule is that when there's a chiddush at Har Sinai, then there's no hechrich that it applies to B'nai Noach. And over here, there's a chiddush that there's such a hekish between Dam and the Isra of Avram and Achai. So in the Rosh Yosef, he says that according to the Rabbanan, that Avram and Achai is knowing only by kosher animals. So then we understand that if it would not have been repeated, we would have known that it's not knowing b'tmeim, because the Isra of Avram and Achai is not going to be chal on the Isra of Tumah. But now that it's chazra v'nishnas, and it's knowing by Ben Noach, so Avram and Achai would be an Isra Mosif on the Isra of Tumah, and that's why we need a pasuk to be Mimayin Avram and Achai b'tmeim. But according to Blasi, you're still going to have a kasha. Anyways, that's the major kasha the Achronim ask. Now, the one other point over here, we said, Hani Tmei Nami Holvat Mitzuval Daman, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar said that non kosher animals, since there is an Isser of Dam, Mimela there's an Isser of Avram and Achai also. So the Rosh Yosef just raises the Kasha. The Gemara is making an assumption over here that there is an Isser of Dam by Behema Tmeya. How do we know that? Why is that so poshut that there's an Isra of Dam by Behema Tameya? Why don't we say, Adrabah, that Ein Isra Chalal Isra, that there's already an Isra Tumah, so there shouldn't be an Isra Dam Chal on the Isra of Behema Tameya. So Rosh Yosef says, no, you wouldn't say Ein Isra Chalal Isra because it's Isra Basachas. At the Shas Yitzira, when the animal is being formed, it's both Asr Mishum Tumah and Asr Mishum Dam. And even if you don't hold Isra Basachas, but you still hold that an Isra that's more Chamor would be Chal. And the Isra Dam would therefore be Chal on the Isra Tumah, because the Isra Dam is Yesh Bokares. The Isra Tumah is only Lav. So really two ideas. One, that it's Isra Basachas, and the other, even if it weren't Isra Basachas, you still have the fact that the Isra Dam is an Isra Chamor, and Isra Chamor could be Chal on an Isra Kal. Good, right through the Gemara now. Rabbi Yehuda, Lamele Kra, why does Rabbi Yehuda need a pasuk to tell me that Avram and Achai is Nohig by Behemoth Meya, Lacey Isser Aver, Lechol al Isser Tuma, Shekin Isser Noig, Bibnei Noach? Why doesn't he say that the Isser of Aver should come and be Chal on the Isser Tuma? Because the Isser is Noig, Bibnei Noach. Rashi explains, what are we talking about? Sha'af him husaru alav, duchsiv af basar benafsho damo. Rabbi Yehuda, Shamin legabe gidla el, demishum hai taima, chayel atmeya, shekeni sura noeg b'bnei Noach. So if Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Isra of Dam is noeg, even by B'nai Noach, so it's the same Rabbi Yehuda who said in Daf Kufam and Beis that's why the Isra Gid is chal on a behema tmeya. The Isra Gid is going to be chal on a non-kosher animal. So why don't you say the same thing over here? We should know even without a pasuk that the Isra Aver Menachai is noeg on a non-kosher animal. So says the Gemara, Enochinami, v'chi Isra Chral Rabbi Lazar. It's true, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need the pasuk. But remember, in the way we quoted it was that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar were both held that Avram and Achai is noig by Behemet Meya. So the support from the pasuk to say that it's Aser was for Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar needs the support from the pasuk. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need the support from the pasuk. Tani Namiach, you have a brisa that supports this. Avram and Achai noig by Behemet Chai Vof, Bein Tmeya, Bein Torah, Shenemar. Rak chazak leviltia chol adam kol shat mitzuvah adam at mitzuvah levarav, the exact drasha that we quoted, v'kol shiyat mitzuvah adam at mitzuvah levarav divrei Rabbi Elazar. So all the quotes over there is who's the opinion that uses this pasuk? Tell me the behemah tameya that Isra Avram and Achai is not behemah tameya. it only quotes Rabbi Lazar. It doesn't quote anybody else. So you see that that Rabbi Yehuda probably doesn't need this pasuk. The Chachamim omrim, the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say that einu noheg ela b'torin, that it's only noheg by kosher animals. Same Chacham we had. Shenemar lo sochal hanefeshim abasar ela basar l'chudei. Kol shabasar mutar atu mitzvah alivarv, kol shabasar mutar atu mitzvah alivarv. Exactly the same drasha. Now we add in one more though. Rameir omer, einu noheg ela behema tohor b'lvad. That we're only knowing the Yisra of Evermin Achai on a behema tohora, on a kosher animal. So on a kosher behema, meaning the Chacham said that the Chacham already taught us that it's saying no egel but tahorin. Tahorin meant behema chayiv ha'ov. Rameir says no, not behema chayiv ha'ov, just behema tahora, the most limited of all the shitos. Now the Rambam writes in Hilcha Shchita Parak Aleph Halacha Gimel that there's no isra of ever minachai by fish. That a fish, all it requires is asifa, and that's matirit, and there's no isra of ever minachai by fish. You're allowed to take them from the, you're allowed to take an aver from a fish and eat it while it's still alive. In fact, the Ramah in Yerodea Simin Yud Gimel Sif Aleph paskins this way as well. So why is that? Why is there no isra of ever minachai by fish? So the Prima Gadim says the reason is kol shein bo shchita less by ever minachai, that ever minachai is a direct function of shchita. That whenever there's no mitzvah of shchita, there's no ever minachai. Fish don't have a mitzvah of shchita. The Rambam in the Lashon of the Rambam over there in Hilchas Shchita is mavur this way as well. It seems very clear that he associates it. He says, since there's no din of shchita, rather it's ba'asifa, that's why there's no isra of ever minachai by fish. The Rashi Yosef just raises the kasha that there is an isra of ever minachai for Bnei Noach. But in Noach don't have a mitzvah of shchita. So if Eivim Menachai is a function of shchita, so how can you say that there's an isra of Eivim Menachai for Bnei Noach? There's no mitzvah of shchita for Bnei Noach. So how does that make any sense? So the Rashi Yosef says, no. Any min that is bechal shchita, any, it's a din in the animal. If an animal is bechal shchita, then that animal has the isra of Eivim Menachai. It's not a din in the gavra. It's not a din in the person who's asr to eat it. The din of the shchita is a din in the animal. The animal is a bar shchita, so that's going to be included in Eivim Menachai. Anyway, so the Prima Gadim explains that the reason that a fish does not have an isra of Eivim Menachai is a result of the fact that it doesn't have a mitzvah of shchita. The Pri Chadash, however, says that the heter of fish in Eivim Menachai comes from our sugya, that Eivim Menachai is hukash to dam, and any time enu mitzuva al damo, dagim v'chagavim, there's no isra of dam, memela in mitzuva al evarav, you're not mitzuva on Eivim Menachai either. So that's the limud, that it's dam in Eivir Menachai. So the Pritoar just asks, this limud of dam to Eivir Menachai, Rabbi Lazar needs to aser Temeim. Rabbi Lazar needs to tell me that there's a din of Eivir Menachai by Temeim, and the Rabbanan to be matir Temeim, that anything that's besar mutter. So how do you know, so how can you use that same pasuk, or how do you know that that pasuk is coming to be matir dagim, to be matir Eivir Menachai of dagim? The pasuk's already being used for other things. So the Prima Gadim is matarit that no, adarabah, since the halacha is like the Rabbanan, that we are mima'it tmeim from Misha Besor Mutter, so what's the Hekesh of Dam coming for? The Hekesh of Dam must be coming there to teach me a kula, that for Dagim there's no Isser of Ever Menachai, meaning this is all within the Shita of the Rabbanan. Fine, says the Gemara. Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel, Amar Rav Chista, V'item Rav Yosef, V'amri La, Amar Rabba Bar Shila, Amar Rav Chista, Vitem Rav Yosef. Va'amri la Rabba Bar Simi Amar Rav Chista Vitem Rav Yosef. Notice what the simon was? Simon, Shmuel, Shila, Simi. Everyone said it's for sure something that was said in the Rabba Bar somebody in the name of Rav Yosef. Rabba Bar who? So that was three opinions. Either Rabba Bar Shmuel, Rabba Bar Shila, Rabba Bar Simi in Vitem Rav Yosef. So my time the Reb Meir. So somebody said, what's the reason for Reb Meir? Again, Reb Meir says that Eivir Menachai is only knowing, not only is it knowing by a Tahora, but it's only knowing by Behema Tahora. So where does Reb Meir get that from? Amar Kra, Pasuk says, V'zavachta mi b'karcho mi tzoncha, that you will slaughter from your bakar and your tzon. Amar Rav Gidol Amrav, Machlokes bi Yisrael, that the whole Machlokes machlokas is only by a Yisrael. Al ben Noach, divrei akol muzra latmein kitaharin. But when it comes to a ben Noach, everyone would say that the Yisrael of Eivir Menachai would apply both to kosher and non-kosher animals. So Tani Nam Yachim, we have a brice that says this way, Eivir Menachai ben Noach muzra lav, alatmeim kitorim, that when it comes to Eivir Menachai, a ben Noach's Isra of Eivir Menachai applies both to kosher and non-kosher animals alike. The Yisrael in a Musar el alatorim bilvad, but for a Jew, it's only on kosher animals. It's not on non-kosher animals. So ikeda amri tahora v'rabbi meir, ikeda amri tahorim v'rabbanan. Right, when it says that the Yisrael is only, that Eivir Menachai is only knowing on tahorim. So is it tahora or tahorim? So if you hold like Rabbi Meir, then it would be tahora, meaning only behema, the singular, because only behema tahora is included in Eivir Menachai. If you hold like the Rabbanan, it would be tahorim, because the Rabbanan hold that it's behema, chaya, and of. So that's that nuance of language reflects the different possible opinions. Now, Tosos raises the kasha, so you say Tahorav Rameir, what the Gemara means to say is that by the Sefer were Goris, Temeya Kitahora. Now, in the Reisha, you would still keep the Girsa of Temeyin Kitahorin, meaning even according to Rameir, a Goy would be Asur and Eivir Menachai by all Temeyin and by all Tahorin, meaning that there are two parts to this Brisa. There are two parts to the statement. Number one is about a Goy, number two is about a Jew. Eivir Menachai by a Goy, we said, is knowing both by kosher and non-kosher. Eivir Menachai by a Jew is only knowing by kosher. So even according to Rabbi Meir, that kosher means that when we say Eivir Menachai by a Jew is only known by kosher, it means behema alone. But by a guy, when we said it's known by kosher and non-kosher, it doesn't mean behema alone. It would mean behema chaya ve'of, right? That would be clear that according to Rabbi Meir, for Bnei Noach, it would apply for behema chaya and of. So Tosfos raises the following kasha. We said previously that we've discussed in the past the concept that comes up in a lot of places. We had Daf Lamed Gimel earlier, but it comes up in a lot of places that there is no such thing in the world that is mutter for a Jew and usser for an Oved Kochavim. Now, according to Rabbi Meir, that Eivir Menachai is only knowing by Behema Torah, turns out that the Yisra of Eivir Menachai is knowing on Chayos and Ophos Tahorin for a Jew, is not knowing, meaning it's mutter on Chayos Ophos Tahorin for a Jew, but it's but for a guy on Chayos Ophos Tahorin, Va'ophos Tahorin, it would be Aser, because a guy would say Beim Tmei and Beim Tahorim, both kosher and non-kosher. So Bishlam, according to Rabbanan, it's not a kasha, because even though Yisrael is not Musar and Eivir Menachai of a non-kosher animal, and a guy is Musar on a non-kosher animal, but it's not that a guy is not Musar on the non-kosher animals anyway, Aser for a guy. Meaning, for the Rabbanan, wouldn't be a problem the fact that there's an Isra of Eivir Menachai on non-kosher animals for Goyim, and there's no Isra of Eivir Menachai on non-kosher animals for a Jew. Because a non-kosher animal is also for a Jew anyway, so that's not an example of something that's also for a Ben Noach and Mutter for a Jew. But according to Rabbi Meir, that it doesn't apply to Ophos Tahorim for a Jew, but does apply to Ophos Tahorim, kosher birds, for a guy. So isn't this a problem of something that's usher for a Ben Noach and mutter for a Jew? So that's Tosis Kasha. So Tosis Matarit, and nevertheless it's usher for Yisrael mitamchius, that it's boy shchita, that it still requires shchita. Meaning, there may not be an Isra of Eivir Menachai on an oaf tahar for a Jew, but he's still not allowed to eat it because he's not allowed to eat anything that's not shechted. So even though a guy is asr b'mashu basr girva atzamos kedin Eivir Menachai, and Yisrael would only be asr to eat a kazayis basr, because only the basr requires shchita, nevertheless, Yisrael would also have a din of mashu midin chati shir asr min haTorah. That's what Tosfos Matarit. And what if you hold chati shir asr midrabanan? Okay, then you'd be up a creek. You'd have to say that a mayor holds chatzi shir as asr min haTorah, because otherwise you could say if a guy takes a kazayis of basr gidin v'atzamos altogether, so all of those things are included in the isra of Eivir Menachai. If a Jew takes a kazayis of basr gidin v'atzamos altogether, but it's less than a kazayis of basr, he wouldn't be chayiv for eating a non-shachut, because shchita is only matir basar. You only need shchita for the basar, so you have to say that it's because of chatzi shir, that it is asr for a Jew anyway because of chatzis shir. The Ramban writes that even in the Reisha were goris ala tamea kitahora in the singular, meaning even Rameir would hold not only is a Jew only limited to behema, a guy is also limited to behema. By chayev of kosher chayev of, a guy would not be chayev either according to Rameir because of this concept of lekamidi dili shol shari ulugoy aser. So basically, the Ramban asks Tosas Kash and says, in a chinami, you have to change how you read the sheet of Rameir based on that. Vaitin the Gemara, Amrav Shizvi, Afananami Tanina, Achalev Menachai Mimena, Eino Safeg Arbaim. If you eat an Evra Menachai Mimena, and we're talking about a non kosher bird, you don't get Malkus. Vein Shchita Metaharasa, and Shchita is not Metaharit. So Bemai, what are we talking about? Ile Mibisral, if we're talking about a Jew eating a non kosher bird, Pshita Dein Shchita Metaharasa. Of course, Shchita is not going to be Metahar, a non kosher bird for a Jew. It's not kosher. Elalav Bimenei Noach. So it must be that we're talking about a Ben Noach. That shchit is not matir. When we say not mitahirit, we mean it's not matirit for the guy to eat it. That shchit is not going to be matirit for the guy to eat because kol zman that it's still mefarches, the ben Noach is still going to be also. The Gemara said earlier in Daf Lamed Gimel that for ben Noach it's lav b'shchit to tell you milsa. It's tell you in Pirchus. But what do you see? Bottom line is that the Yisra of Avram and Achai is noheg by a non kosher bird. So michlal da aser. So you see from there that it is aser, that by a bird it's aser for a guy as well. So Ramani Bar Patish Rami Reisha Seifa. Ramani Bar Patish asks the stira between the Reisha and the Seifa because it says in the Reisha that you don't get Malkus. Sounds like there's no Isra of Evra Menachai by non kosher animals. And then it says Ein Shchitaso Mitaharaso, and that's only talking about the Evra Menachai. So we see that it is knowing by non kosher animals. So Mashani Reisha Bisol Seifa Ben Noach, and he said the way he says it is yeah, and that's exactly the answer. The answer is that the Reisha is talking about Yisrael Seifa Son Ben Noach. When we say that there's no din of Evra Menachai by non-kosher animals, for a Jew, there's no din of Evra Menachai by a non-kosher animal. For Ben Noach, there is an Isra of Evra Menachai for a non-kosher animal. That's the Shita of the Rabbanans. That works out beautifully. Amar Rav, Evra Menachai, Tzarech Kezayis. In order to be in violation of the Isra of Evra Menachai, a person needs to eat a Kezayis. There's Machlok Rashi Tos over here. What are they bala fuke? Meaning, as opposed to what? Why would there be a havamina that there's an isser with less than a kazayas? Every machlok asurus in the whole Torah is always almost always with kazayas. So Rashi says that the havamina would have been from based on the fact that there's an extra pasuk that it said the Gemara is going to say later on the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan that the isser of Evra Menachai and the isser of Basar Menachai learned that from two separate pasukim. So once you already have an isser of Basar Menachai, why do you need a separate pasuk? Teach me an isser of Evra Menachai. So it must be that extra pasuk is there to teach me that by Evra Menachai you're going to be chayiv even in a situation where you wouldn't be chayiv on Basar Menachai, namely if there's less than a kazayas. So that's what Rav is being mechadish to us, that don't think that Evra Menachai is by din of Evra Menachai you always need a kazayas, because it says a lashon of achila, and achila by definition is always a kazayas. So what's the extra pasuk coming to teach me? The extra pasuk about Evra Menachai is coming to teach me that it doesn't have to be a kazayas of Basar. It has to be a kazayas of Aver, which Aver is defined as Basar Gidin Ve'atzamos. That's all part of the Aver. So that would be the chiddush of the pasuk, but not about kazayas. The Havamina would have been that it was about Pachas Mikazayas. That's how Rashi understands what the Havamina is. From Tosvos, previous Tosvos Daf Tzadivav, it seems that Aver Menachai is considered a Beria, and that's why I need a Lima to tell me that Yechayev only on a kazayas, because I would have thought that you'd be chayiv and pachos because it's a beria. So the pasuk comes to tell me that no, you need kazayas of basar gidin vatsamos because it says a lashon of achila. Now Rabbi Kivega just points out this is Rashi the shitaso, because Rashi is going to hold at the end of the parak that a kazayas of aver you chayiv mishum aver menachai even if you don't eat the entire aver, and that's why Rashi can't say that like Tosfos, that from lashon of achila we're coming to be might of beria, because Rashi holds you don't need to eat the whole. kol eiver. So it's got nothing to do with beria. Misvara wouldn't be called a beria anyway. But Tosos, as Lushitaso holds, that you need to eat the entire eiver in order for it to be an isra of eiver menachai. So that's why you enter into the discussion of beria. So that's both Rashi and Tosos Lushitasam in this machlokas over here. So anyway, Rav has this chiddush that eiver menachai is only knowing to be in violation of the isra of eiver menachai. You need kazayis. My time, achilu k'sivu bei, because it says lashon of achila. Masav Rav Amram. So the Gemara is going to try to ask on this from several sources. So number one, question number one, Masav Rav Amram, achal eiver menachai mimena, ein sofek es harbayim vein shchita metaras. So we just said if you eat eiver menachai from an oaf tamei, you don't get malchus and shchita is not going to be metariat. V'isal kadaitach be'inon kazayis. But if you say that you need to eat a kazayis, typically the kachal kazayis. So say that if you ate eiver menachai, by definition, you must have eaten a kazayis from it. So that's Gemara. No, Kedam Rav Nachman b'mashu basar gidin vatzamos. That we're talking about where you ate a mashu a basar gidin vatzamos, where it could be that you ate a full aver and yet you ate less than a kazayis. So achnei mashu basar gidin vatzamos. That's what we're talking about. That's what's mashlim to the kazayis. So you're not chayiv mishum behema tameya. You're not going to be chayiv because you didn't have a kazayis of basar, but gidin vatzamos were mashlim to the kazayis. Tashema. Raya number two about this issue of whether Eiver Menachai requires a kazayis. So Amar Rav, Achal Tzipar Tahora B'chayeha B'kol Shehu. If you eat a kosher bird while it's still alive, B'kol Shehu. If you eat even just a tiny bit of it, you're Chayiv Mishum Eiver Menachai. B'misasa B'kazayis. When it's dead, you're only going to be Chayiv for Nevela if you didn't shecht it properly. You're only going to be Chayiv for eating Nevela meat from the kosher bird if you ate a kazayis. But the raya is really from the first line that bechayah it's bekol shu. We see you don't need a kazayis for eiver menachai. Utameya if it's a non kosher bird, bein bechayah, bein b'misasa bekol shu. It's going to be a kol shu whether it's alive or it's dead because it's a beria. Fine. So, but the bottom line is we see that that bekol shu. How can you say bekol shu if you need a kazayis? Says Gemara, hachanami b'mashu basar gidin vatzamos. Kol shu doesn't mean a kol shu. It means even a very small amount of basar, but together with the gidin vatzamos, it's mashlim to a kazayis. So it actually equals a kazayis. Okay, now why is it that a tamei bein b'chaya bein b'misas is b'kol shu? So Rabbeinu Yonah writes that if you eat a kazayis, you're not chayiv mishum if you eat a zayis, Rabbeinu Yonah holds in general. Let's say you eat an olive, stam an olive. So is that a beria? So he says no. Eating an olive itself is not a beria because the garin, the seed, is not roi la'ochlo. So Rikvega just points out from our sugya it doesn't sound that way because it sounds like if you eat a tamea, a kosher bird, a non-kosher bird, it's a beria even though the non-kosher bird has parts that aren't edible. Also, it has atzamos that are not roi la'achila. So Rikvega uses this as a raya against the Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, Toshima, raya number I think this is 3 about this issue of kezayis. Nutal tzipor shein bo kazayis. Let's say you take a bird that doesn't have a kazayis, it's a tiny bird, it doesn't have a kazayis of basar, va'achlo, and you eat it. Rebbe potev, Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, mechayiv. So Rebbe says, you potev, Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, holds that you're chayiv. Amr Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, kal v'chomer, al eiver mimena chayiv, al kula lo kol shkein. So Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon has a very simple svara. He says, if you eat a single eiver from it, you're going to be chayiv. So if you eat the entire thing, all the more so you're going to be chayiv. Chanka v'achlo divrei akol kazayis. If you choke it and eat it, meaning you don't shecht it, everyone would say that you're not chayiv unless you eat a kazayis. Ad kan lo pligiel de mar savar b'chayeha le'evarim omedes, u mar savar b'chayeha lav le'evarim omedes. So what's the whole machlokas? The machlokas is, when it's alive, do you view it as something that's supposed to be chopped up into its evarim? But to kuli amamiya lo bin a kazayis, but everyone seems to say it doesn't need to be a kazayis in order to be chayiv for evarim menachai. So Rav Nachman b'mashu basar gidin vatzamos. Again, it's not a kazayis of basar, but together with the gidin vatzamos, it is a kazayis. Frankly, Gemara, no, but is there such a metzius who miyikam midi de bekule lespe kazayis basar or b'chad ever ispe kazayis mashu basar gidin vatzamos? Is there really such a bird out there that in the entire body it doesn't have one kazayis of basar, but on a single aver will have, when you put the basar gidin vatzamos of a single aver, that it will be a kazayis? So I'm Rav Shravya in b'kalnisa. There's such a bird called the kalnisa, which is a very lean bird, doesn't have much meat, so we'll have, but it has a lot of muscle. muscle and a lot of bones. So in a single aver, we'll have kazayas of basar gin vatsamos. In the whole body, it doesn't even have a kazayas of meat. So ema sefa, but wait a second. It says vayter that chanka v'yachla divrei akol b'kazayas. V'kalnisa ov tamehu. A kalnisa is a non-kosher bird. V'amrav tamei ben b'chaya ben b'misasim mashu. And we thought a non-kosher bird, it should be only, it's b'mashu. It's not b'kazayas. So how can you say that it's talking about a kalnisa? Elika en kalnisa. Okay, fine. We're not talking about the kalnisa. There must be some other bird out there that's a kosher bird that's like a kalnisa. If we were to find anywhere in all of Shas that Rebbe holds that a machshava about food has halachic significance, that what you plan on doing with food has halachic significance, then you'd have the following halacha. If you had an intention to eat a bird that doesn't have a kazayas of basar, but limb by limb, so then you know le'evareo medas, and then you eat it in its entirety, so you'd be chayiv for ever men chayiv for eating the evarim. Amalei Abayu, Mika, Midi, Dilu, Achalei, Acher, Lomichayiv, Achalei, Hai, Mechayiv. Wait a second, is there such a thing that if someone else would eat it, where it wouldn't be called an Aver, because he has no intention of eating an Aver, he would not be Chayiv, but this guy is Chayiv? Amalei, yeah, Zelufi Machshavasu, Zelufi Machshavasu. Everyone has their own Machshavas, and that's what we follow. Vamar Rava, Imtim Tzalomar, Savar, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Machshavas, Ochlan, Shema, Machshava. If you were to find anywhere that Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon holds that Machshavas about food somehow affect the halacha, so chishiv lochle mesa va'achle chaya potter. If you had in mind to eat it mesa, where you're megaladas that bechayeha it's not meant le'evarim, and then you eat it chaya, you eat it alive, you'd be potter because you're not you hold that bechayeha it's not le'evarim, so you wouldn't be chayiv mishum ever. So I'm le'abaye. So Abaye says again, umika midi dilu achle acher mechayiv achle hay potter. Is it possible someone else would eat it alive and he'd be chayiv for evarim lechay? You eat it and because your intention was that b'chayah it's not le'evarim, so you're going to be potter. Is that possible? Two people do the same maisa, and one is chayiv, one is potter. So again, Amar Lei, yeah. That's the way it works sometimes. Machshava determines what the status of the ochel is and for what it's going to be asr, for what it's not going to be asr. Okay, we'll pick up with a new statement of Rabbi Yochanan tomorrow.